I do dates here and there.
Nice.
Prefer not to, but I do. Then he does his little, does his thing.
He does his thing.
Does his thing.
Okay. Keep it vague.
Yeah.
All right. What are your names?
My name is Tyler Forbes.
Tyler?
Holly.
Tyler.
Forbes.
Holly and Tyler. Where are you guys from originally?
Southside, Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma City?
Yeah.
Both of you?
Yeah.
Is that where you guys met?
Yeah, we grew up in the same hotel.
Tell me about your childhood.
Crazy.
Yeah. Poor.
Living at a hotel.
Living at a hotel?
Yeah.
That's where we met at.
Yeah.
The hotel. Our family stayed in the same hotel.
Your parents were involved in drugs and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were your... You had mom and dad both? Or?
Yeah,
but then his mom passed away, so...
And then my dad just passed away.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Like last week, so...
I'm sorry. And drugs started for you guys early?
Oh, yeah.
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 Absolutely.
How old were you?
13.
13. I was 12. I did my first shot at dope at 12.
That's a rough way to grow up.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And you've been using ever since?
Yeah, pretty much. I've been in prison pretty much ever since I was 13, so locked up real early. But yeah, I used drugs off of prison too.
Prison time was for what?
I got locked up at 13 for murder the first time. Yeah. And then, for murder and felony murder. Got charged for my homeboy dying, getting killed when we kicked the door in. So since I was 13, and then I went to adult prison at 16.
You murdered somebody at 13?
Well, I killed a guy that killed my homeboy. I kicked the door in, and my homeboy ran in there, and a guy shot my homeboy and killed him. So I killed that dude. We were trying to rob him or whatever.
How old are you guys now?
I'm 31.
29.
Do you have children?
Yeah.
Two of them. Well, three. He has a daughter.
Yeah.
And then we have our 11 and 10-year-old.
Yeah. And where are the kids?
Oklahoma. Yeah.
With who?
Brayden's with his first baby mama.
Yeah.
And Colton is with my sister.
And then my daughter, my oldest, is with her mom.
And your drugs now are what?
You said what?
What are you using now?
Fentanyl, cabby, meth.
All the big ones?
Yeah, fentanyl mainly though.
You live where? Where do you stay?
Skid Row in L.A.
But do you have like a tent or anything like that?
Yeah, it just got caught on fire again.
Yeah, somebody just caught it on fire again.
It's the third time.
For the third time, yeah.
Like a month.
Yeah.
How do you guys make money?
I do dates here and there.
Not
prefer not to, but I do. Then he does his little... Whatever. Does his thing.
Yeah. He does his thing.
Does his thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Keep it vague.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever imagine any other life other than the one you and your parents have kind of carved out?
Yeah, I thought about it.
Well, we came out here for rehab.
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
We got kicked out in 2 weeks.
You got kicked out?
I got us kicked out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got us kicked out because I beat somebody up.
Somebody we knew from back home.
Mm.
Yeah. So he kicked me and her out both. I mean, I was right in the right. You know. The dude swung at me first, so I connected.
Do you think there's any chance you guys won't spend the rest of your lives down here?
Oh, yeah, this definitely don't have to be our last stop if we choose for it not to be, you know.
Did you ever have role models or anything like that that kind of showed you a different way?
Oh, yeah.
We had some mentors and some figures.
Yeah, but...
Like some good parental figures, but, I mean, they did drugs too, but still, like, they had a different route on how to go about things.
Right. Yeah, they sold drugs and shit too, but they try to keep us more out of
the showed us, like...
Yeah.
How to make money, but more in, like, a legal way, but illegally, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, we had legal money coming in, but I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah, but yeah, it's hard to explain.
It's hard to explain, but it's...
Oh, yeah, we had good mentors, good figures in our life.
Yeah. We're trying to find our way out because he does music, so.
What do you guys think of Skid Row?
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's definitely.
Something new every day, all day.
Yeah, it's crazy for sure. Yeah. It's definitely not Oklahoma.
Not at all.
You're not in Kansas anymore.
No.
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 Not at all.
What do you think you guys would need to make serious changes in your life?
Oh, getting sober.
Yeah, but how's that going to happen?
I don't know. I feel like we can't do that unless we're both like, because our relationship is like fucked right now. So I feel like it ain't going to go better unless, like, we're not going to be able to get out of this until we start understanding each other and understand what's going on and being there. But we can't even do that. So it's how are we going to fucking do something together to get clean and shit if we can't even talk to each other?
Is it easier or more difficult to be a couple here on Skid Row?
It's more difficult.
Difficult.
Why? What makes it more difficult?
I mean,
dumb fucks, people are haters. You know what I'm saying?
It's not even just haters. It's
really
just people in general just like to intervene and say one thing to me that he's doing, and then vice versa. So
right.
It's fuckery. A lot of fuckery.
Right.
It seems to me like if you lived, you've been on the streets like this for how long?
For a long time.
If you've been living on the streets.
Out here, we've been here for, in Skid Row for over a year now.
Yeah.
But like back home, obviously, we lived in a hotel, but it was still a struggle because we had to come up with rent money. We had to do this, we had to do that, still had to eat.
Oh yeah, there weren't no tents back at home.
Yeah, there's no tents back home. I mean, you might see a few here and there, but other than that, it's like the hotel life.
But living this kind of life for as many years as you've been living it, I think you just kind of get conditioned that,
right.
that this is how you live.
Well, I thought I knew that we were going to like, it was going to be easy being in a tent, doing this, that, and the third, because we grew up in a motel, but it was still indoors, but it's a lot harder than what I thought. Like, you have to, when it rains, you have to make sure that you have tarps, you have to make sure it's up off the ground,
What does your typical day look like? I mean, do you sleep?
Barely. Sleep. I barely sleep.
Sleep, I try to sleep. You know?
Exhausted.
But the sun comes up and you guys are doing what?
Trying to plan our day out.
Yeah, trying to get in, just now either crash, falling out and passing out because we've been up for something so long, or planning our day out. Depends what.
You don't have like a stash of drugs so you get your fix easily. You have to go scrambling to find it?
We used to.
Yeah.
We did. Up until our tent just got caught on fire, so we lost everything.
Yeah.
So.
You think there's anything on the horizon that might change your situation?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That might change the situation. I don't know. We both have to, like, well, we need to spend some time apart. Like, him get a job and me get a job. That's probably going to be, like, what helps. Which he's has studio time, which hopefully that kind of, like, gives us his, like, a way to, I don't know, get a good boost of something good. We just need something good to happen to help.
So studio time to create music?
Yeah. You okay?
Mm-hmm. Do you talk with your kids?
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah.
Do you guys get discouraged?
Sometimes.
It's got to be tough.
Yeah. Well, and basically, like they said, it was like, unless you plan on showing up and actually really showing up or consistently calling, being on time, then don't at all.
Yeah, just don't do it.
So, But our phones are always getting stolen, so it takes forever to get a phone. I mean, we got kicked off our food stamps and our GR, so we can't even get a government phone. So we just haven't even really tried. We want to, but we haven't tried. It's kind of shitty to say, but, you know, our parents were right. Like, just don't call at all unless you can.
Right. And the kids you've had, you've lost them all to drugs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you in birth control?
No. It's okay. I know. Wake up.
You've OD'd before?
No, I just recently OD'd. Yeah. I busted my face up and everything.
Like 6 days ago?
Yeah. Yeah, I fell on my chair and busted my face up.
What do you think people that don't use don't understand about your situation?
The severity of it. Like I don't understand why we keep doing it and how, why we keep choosing to be or get high and stuff like that, you know? It's because they don't understand it. They don't understand the severity of the addiction, you know?
I assume it's much harder to quit than people think it is. They're going to say yeah. You're making bad decisions for your kids and in your future, yeah. But it must be a terrible hold that it's got on you.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't understand what the sickness is like. You know? They don't understand that shit.
Yeah, it physically gets you sick.
And Skid Row allows you to kind of just live this life, and even the cops leave you alone.
Yeah.
No, it's
fine. Yeah, they do. They really don't give a fuck.
There's nothing here that's going to get you clean.
Right.
No, not at all.
Did you have dreams of doing anything with your lives?
Yeah, I mean, nah, not really.
I mean, you can't say that. His dream is music. So, I haven't really necessarily found my thing yet.
Painting. Painting would be the thing. Painting and drawing.
Yeah.
Do you have regrets in your life?
Everything.
I remember everything. Yeah.
Everything.
What are you afraid of? What do you worry about?
Going back to jail.
Yeah. Don't worry about going back to jail.
Yeah. That's what I don't want. I don't want to go back to jail. Every time I go, I'm like, oh, I'm not going to get out this time.
Are there any lessons you're learning from living like this?
Any lessons?
What's the most important lesson you've learned?
Stay away from drugs.
Stay away from people. Keep to yourself. Don't let people know too much.
Do you have siblings?
Yeah.
And what kind of situation are they in?
Way better off.
Way better, married, having a house.
Not doing drugs.
Right.
So it's not entirely the situation you had growing up, because your siblings had a similar situation, right?
Well, my siblings were a lot older than me, so they already had apartments and shit by the time I was even six. So they were good. Or they lived with my grandma, so I was the only one out of my siblings that didn't get to live with my grandma and have a house, all that shit.
Right.
They had it way better off on my situation.
Yeah. All right, you guys. Thank you so much for sharing your story. I hope things get better for you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. When I was designing the first Soft White Underbelly book, I realized that there were so many great portraits that weren't going to make it into that book. They just wouldn't fit. And once I saw how well that first book sold,
I knew I'd have to design a second book. This second book is finally ready to ship. Like the first one, this book has a collection of some of the best portraits from Soft White Underbelly, accompanied by a quote from that person's interview. This book features another group of Rebecca portraits, as well as a collection of color images of the Whitaker family, and plenty of others. You can order yours for $125 or $150 for a signed copy at softwhiteunderbelly.org. Again, like the first book, once this book is sold out, I will not be printing more of them. The portraits are what Soft White Underbelly is all about, and these two books contain the best of all that work. Thank you for watching.